In recent months, talks of strife between Lebanon's two largest Muslim sects, Sunnis and Shiites, have been brought to the limelight. These talks were backed by several attacks carried out against the two sides, the last of which was an explosion which rocked the Lebanese southern suburb, a predominantly Shiite region, earlier this week. It was preceded by the attempted assassination of two Sunni clerics in June as well, as international media outlets have been employing such incidents to report on what they describe as Sunni-Shiite tensions in Lebanon. Lebanese scholars assert that such a divide does not exist, and that these attacks have the fingerprints of extremist affiliates trying to turn the two sides against one another.
Never in Lebanese history we have witnessed a Sunni-Shia conflict, especially a bloody one. Even within the Lebanese civil war, these two sects in part never clashed. Millions of dollars are being spent to fabricate this rift, which we believe is part of a great conspiracy that incorporates the entire region.
On the political front, fingers of blame have often been pointed at Lebanese politicians for investing or even creating sectarian tensions.
Political system, which is the only confessional system in the world, coerces members of the Lebanese sects to stay within the sect and to abide by the dictates of their sectarian leaders.
Although the Lebanese political system has often been curbed by civil society for being a common denominator championing sectarianism, Lebanese individuals themselves have relatively enjoyed a liberal and dynamic pattern of coexistence, especially the Shiites and the Sunnis.
Muslim-Muslim relations in Lebanon have always been amicable and rational because all Muslims are joined by the most important belief in Islam, the belief in the one unique God. They are also joined by one prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and one book, the Holy Quran.
Islamic scholars in Lebanon believe that it is the duty of clerics to brazen out efforts aimed at instigating strife between Sunnis and Shiites in Lebanon by promoting unity and proximity. Lebanon's House Speaker Nabih Berri has previously uncovered that there are over 362,000 Lebanese families having one parent a Sunni Muslim and the other a Shiite Muslim, a figure believed to be quite overwhelming for a country with a population total of only 4 million, as religious scholars assert that individuals ascribing to these two sects belong to the same faith. They caution that those betting on a Muslim-Muslim strife in Lebanon may not want to keep their hopes up, after all. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.